Welcome to Campbell Bible Church. Thank you to our digital listeners for tuning in today. Please go ahead and open up your Bibles this morning to the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 20. And we're going to start this morning in verse 1. Exodus chapter 20, starting in verse 1. Please follow along as I read. We're actually going to be in verse 12 today, but I want to start with verse 1 to get the full context. It says, "And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to those third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you." So we are embarking on the fifth commandment today. And I think we're going to dig into some things that maybe you never considered. So look again with me at verse 12, which is our primary text for day. Again, it says, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you." Now let's have a quick word of prayer. Lord and Heavenly Father, I pray that you would bless this time as we dig into your word. I pray, Lord, that you would fill us with understanding through the power of discernment. And Lord God, I just pray that you would help us to be strengthened by your word today, and that we would walk away with a better understanding of what it has to say and what it means for your glory. In your name I pray these things, amen. Now make note here, this command is not suggesting that we honor our authority figures. This particular command is in direct charge of considering our legal father and mother, or our guardians, okay, our legal guardians. In fact, something really important to consider about this command is that the fifth commandment is the first one to identify a leadership within humans. Now think about it. Before the government was established by God, the first authority within mankind is the parental authority. Now that gives us a good look at God's view of the importance of his design for the parents over their children. And this means that no human authority should seek to break up God's design for the family. And this is vitally important to note. Today we hear about the nuclear family, which is the setup of the family unit as God designed. There are a great many voices in our society at this time that want the nuclear family disbanded. They want the government to raise children. They want God's design to be changed to their design. That's something incredibly important that we need to be careful with. Now consider with me another passage relating to this one from Leviticus chapter 19, verses 3 through 4, which says, "Every one of you shall revere his mother and his father and keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. Do not turn to idols, nor make for yourselves molded gods. I am the Lord your God." Now revere means having a deep honor or respect for someone. It is actually connected to the biblical word for fear, as in the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now, if you've not listened to our series on Proverbs and the fear of the Lord, I would invite you to go back and listen to it for a better understanding. And that is in the Moments in Truth podcast. Listen to Proverbs and the fear of the Lord to get a really good understanding of that. Now, God designed the parent to be the leader in the family. That means that the parents are God's representatives, and the child, regardless of their age, is to honor and respect their parents. Now, just as we talk about the government being God's representatives to care for and protect his people, so parents are the first governing authority designed by God for the family unit. Now, look again with me at verse 12. "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you." Now, let me define honor. As this verse begins, to give you a better understanding of the meaning here. Now, honor from the Hebrew, it means to be heavy, to be weighty, to be grievous and burdensome. This means that it was not a light affair to throw a nice remark at your parents. This was so much to honoring them and bringing them glory. This gives us a better understanding of what it means to honor and respect our parents. And by the way, honoring your parents is also connected to honoring your in-laws and your grandparents. Now consider with me Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1, which says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Now, in the Lord here means that as long as the parents are leading, that they're leading in a God-honoring way and not suggesting that the child participate in ungodly activity of any kind, that the parents should be honored and obeyed. Now, let's consider what the Bible has to say about not honoring our parents. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 17 says, "The eye that mocks his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out and the young eagles will eat it." Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 16 says, "Cursed is the one who treats his father or his mother with contempt, and all the people shall say, Amen." Now, contempt here means that you are making the other person beneath you through your speech, through your attitude, and even through your actions. Or how about the coming of the times that I believe are already here that we see in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, which says, "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power, and from such people turn away." Now look at this list. This is incredible. Did you catch this last statement? From such people turn away. So we have lovers of themselves, lovers of money, you know, really selfish people, people who only love money, people who are boasters who boast and are proud about everything that they do, people who are blasphemers who take God's name in vain, and then unthankful, unholy, even traitors. I mean, traitors is something terrible. Headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. People that have a form of godliness but deny its power. And here in the middle of it, we have disobedient to parents. And again, we're supposed to stay away from those people. We're not supposed to associate with those people at all who are disobedient to their parents. Don't be their friends. Don't be their partners, not even in business. If you know that someone is participating with something from this list, God is telling us to distance ourselves from this person. Children are to honor their parents. But for how long? Forever. What about when children leave the home? Well, consider with me Genesis chapter 2 and verse 24. It says, "Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." Now, when a child grows up and gets married and moves out, the dynamics of the parental relationship does change in different ways. Now, the child is now responsible for their own decisions, and although the parent may still offer the child wisdom-laced advice, it is no longer a command, but the choice of the child whether or not that they're following it. Now, it is very foolish for children at any age to disregard good wisdom, especially good godly wisdom. It is also very foolish for children at any age to disregard experiential wisdom. Now, there are many young people in the past and even today who have declared that they will learn nothing from the mistakes of their own parents and desire to enter into the world to make their own mistakes. Now, this is utter foolishness. We have the Bible today as a guide and a help to prevent us from going out and making the same mistakes that our Christian forefathers made before us. If we turn our eyes away from that, ignore all of that sound advice, we are fools. Even the fact that we have these Ten Commandments that we can look to and identify what different sins are in order to get them out of our lives and stay far from them. What an incredible blessing. How foolish it would be to ignore sound advice and follow only your thoughts and ideas. Now, God has placed parents, they've placed in-laws, they've placed grandparents in your lives in order to have more opportunities to indulge in their wisdom. Now let's consider things from the other side for a few minutes. First, parents, in-laws, and grandparents. Let's not forget that just because you are older then your children does not mean that you have automatically been given wisdom. Yes, you will have some experiential wisdom that they won't have, but there are still many today who are of a senior age who are just as immature as their children. So where do we get that wisdom and understanding? Well, let's turn for a moment over to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 2. We're going to pick it up in verse 6. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. So God gives wisdom, and that's great news. Who does he decide to give it to? Look with me at verse 7. God stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity, and every good path. Now the upright, or the godly, the righteous, those who both desire to grow in their relationship with the Lord, and those who put their learning from Scripture into practice, these are the upright, and these are the ones that God invests his wisdom in. Now, God guards the paths of justice. God preserves the way of his saints. Saint here is Christian, by the way, those who have a genuine relationship with him. When you invest in God, God invests in you. Look with me at verse 10. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perversity of the wicked, whose days are crooked and who are devious in their paths. Now, God's wisdom delivers us from the way of evil. We need God's wisdom in order to be wise in the first place. Now, understand that this commandment from Exodus chapter 20 is just as much calling out children as it is calling out their parental authorities. Now, in order for parents or in-laws or grandparents to be honored, they must be honorable. Parents must provide and protect and see to the needs of their children, never leading them into wickedness, but protecting them from evil. In-laws and grandparents should be honorable. They should be encouragers and helpers to those children that you have been given. Now, it's always sad to me when in-laws do not embrace their new daughter or son in a way that they treat them as their own. In-laws, you have the opportunity to embrace that new son or daughter as your own, to cherish them and to love them. Now, there are parents today that only talk to their blood relative and have a very distant or broken relationship with their child's spouse. Don't do that. Love as God loves. You can have a very special relationship. God gave you that child. Help them and encourage them, and most of all, pray for them. Now, parents must live and lead by example. They must discipline their children through love, a godly love, for the purpose of reform and for renewing them with the Lord, not to rejoice in their pain and suffering. Now, let's consider what the Bible has to say to parents. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4 says, "And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." Let's consider a parallel text here from Colossians chapter 3 and verse 21. It says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged." Now, parents, be careful how you lead your family and how you discipline your children. Even be careful how you hand out wisdom. You may do so in a way that brings discouragement over bringing encouragement. And this can lead your children to feeling discouraged and to even growing in bitterness towards you. Be careful not to give your children a reason to be discouraged. Now, I say that as in be careful on your approach and the wisdom behind sharing some things. Parents, in-laws, and grandparents, if you are teaching and sharing Christ and giving biblical counsel, pray to the Lord for the wisdom on how to do so, but never be afraid to share wise, godly counsel. All right, turn with me to one more passage. Let's go over to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. And once you've found it, just hold your finger there. We'll get back to it in just a moment. Back to the children. Children, we are to love and care for our parents until they have passed from this earth. And we need to make sure that we are taking time, even in their older years, to care for our parents. Now consider with me 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 4, which says, "If any widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show piety at home and to repay their parents, for this is good and acceptable before God." Now if any widow, or we could say those without means, has children or grandchildren, let those children or grandchildren first learn to show piety with their parents or grandparents. Now, piety means to show reverence or godliness. Now look close with me at this verse. We are to repay our parents. This is not necessarily in finances, but we are to care for them just as good or even better through the Lord as they did for us. And what does it say here at the end? That this is good. This is acceptable before God. God is honored by how we care for our parents. God is honored when we honor our parents, when we respect our parents, when we care for our parents at any age. All right, let's finish with 1 Peter chapter 3, and we're going to start in verse 8, which says, "Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers. Be tenderhearted. Be courteous." So for all believers in the family of God, your parents, your in-laws, and your grandparents are your Christian brothers and sisters. That means that there is more than one way to honor your parental authorities. And we are to love as brothers, or we could say love as siblings. And this is how siblings are supposed to love each other, biblically. This is a deep respect and care for each other. Be tenderhearted. This is kindness and gentleness. Be courteous, polite, and respectful for each other. Look with me at verse 9. "Not returning evil for evil." You know, thinking about it as children growing up, this is, you know, if you're the brother hits the sister should not in return hit the brother. So not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. So even if someone is evil to you or angry or insulting or critical or even abusive, you do not return with that same treatment, but you instead bring blessing. And what happens in return? God will give you the blessing for it. All right, let's continue in verse 10. "For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain from his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." So we need to turn away from evil and instead do good. Seek peace and pursue it. God's eyes are on those who righteously care for others, including their parental authority. But God's face is against those who do evil, those who do not respect their parents, those who do not care for them. Now, God gives us such opportunities on both sides of the aisle to love, to respect, to provide, and to care for our family. Now, this lesson is not just for children. It is also for parents, and it's for one more people group. It is for fellow believers. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ. We need to be caring for each other and sacrificing even what we can in order to see the needs of our Christian family. God gives us opportunities to love and care. Let's not waste them. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord and Heavenly Father, I thank you for your tremendous love and your goodness and your mercy. I thank you, Lord, for showing us how we can love and care for our parents and even love and care for our in-laws and our grandparents and our other brothers and sisters in Christ. Let us remember that as believers, as gospel believers, we are in a big family and we need to learn to love and honor and care for each other. But Lord, especially for those who still have parents alive today, who are children today, Lord God, of those parents, I pray that you would help them to honor their parents. I pray, Lord, that even as their parents are getting older and they're needing to take care of their parents, Lord, help them to do the best that they can for their parents and continue to honor and respect them. Lord, help us to care for those things that you have given us to be a good steward of, including our family. Lord, I pray for those who are still young today, who are learning what it means to be respectful. I pray that you would help them and encourage them, help them to learn what it means to obey and to follow through with the important things that parents tell them to do, Lord God. And I just pray that you would help to grow us all to better understand how we can love and care for each other. We thank you for the opportunity of digging into your word today. I pray that we go out this week and that we'd make every effort to be respectful, especially to our parents, our in-laws, and our grandparents, Lord. And I pray as well for our parents and in-laws and grandparents, that they would be respectful, that they would be honorable, that they would show honor as a way to teach it even to their children. Thank you for all these things, Lord Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen.